Hello again. Slides 7 and 8 talk about some of the logistics of putting together a state apparatus. So, you know, recognition that within the formal policy making network and institutions, you have a variety of different levels of government, local, national, regional, international, that sort of thing. Negotiations of power between different interest groups, commercial, public sector, that sort of thing. And you know, we can be aware of the different constitutions perhaps that exist from place to place, different in Germany compared to the Scotland, compared to the USA, that sort of thing. Now, one of the earliest discussions that we had, relatively in depth, was to do with some different kind of rationales, ways to justify public sector involvement in anything really, whether it be festivals and events, or healthcare perhaps, or education, that sort of thing. So we looked at things like the role of ideology, to the extent that different political parties, different politicians may use ideology as a way to rationalise and justify their methods, their choice of focus, and what they invest or spend public funding on, public money, tax money that's raised through taxes. So we also had a look at, for example, the public good argument, the idea that by investing in something that is for the good of everyone, everyone stands to gain or potentially benefit from that investment. We had a look at things like social equity, to the extent that maybe not everyone can take full advantage of those public goods or those events and festivals that are laid on. Maybe there is a need to make it possible for particular groups to attend events, maybe because of lack of resources or something like that. So we had a look at those different rationales, and the idea being that we could look at them in a general sense, but also have a think about how they might apply to events and festivals specifically. Now, again, an early discussion was to how we might put some structure on this, and one of the models that we had a look at was Veel's rational comprehensive model. And so there's an understanding there that different parts of the process play a different role in terms of reaching a rational and effective outcome. So things like knowing what it is you're working towards, setting out your mission, goals, objectives early on in the piece, before you start developing ways and options of how you're actually going to try and achieve those objectives. And we recognise that throughout virtually the entire model was this requirement set down by the author to consult with the different stakeholders of that particular event or that particular organisation that's running the event. And then we, you know, went on to look at stakeholders in some depth. It's worth saying that Veel himself says there isn't necessarily scope to follow through this model in, you know, real life situations. You know, it doesn't always happen as neatly as that may suggest, but there is scope to use the model to try and cover all the important points perhaps within a policy directed environment, developing events, festivals, other leisure based investments perhaps, within a policy directed environment. I think that that's worth bearing in mind. Now, the next podcast, number 3, will be one that looks at stakeholders in a bit more depth.